Well, I must say I didn't expect to find myself here when I woke up this morning. I'm sitting in the Twickenham Stoop Stadium, which is the home of Harlequins. Mark came over to see me this afternoon. He was due to be coming here in the evening, and he happened to have a spare ticket. So going to my first rugby game. And I've got Vance sitting in front of me. They found a seat that are basically off the main thoroughfare, so there's loads of space for Vance. And Mark has just gone for the most important thing of the evening, beer. We're unfortunately not under cover here, about a metre in front of cover, so we're going to get pretty wet, I think, but it's a good atmosphere, and it should be good fun. Thankfully, the speakers all seem to be behind us, so hopefully it's going to be fine for Fantasy ears. So I think, I'll have to check with Mark, but I think Harlequins are playing Beer Root. Which I thought was a beer merchant in York, but never mind. Thank you for getting that.
That's the last two.
Sorry?
They're running out, we've got the last two.
They're running out of beer.
Well, no, they got the main bar, which is packed, and they got the two Heineken cellars.
Oh, right, I see.
And they ran out of the class for now. I got the dregs, you got the slightly less dregs.
Less dregs, okay, thank you. You feel right with it?
Yeah.
You're happy with it?
Happy.
Fine, good. I didn't want to be the cause of you ending up in a less good position to see. Okay. Right, okay.
Away from us here, and 20 feet in the water.
Right, okay, as in.
From the right.
Yep.
From left to right.
Yep.
Wind is going from right to left.
Okay, fine, understood.
And wind at the door. And if people get out of the way. When people get out of the way, I might tell you what
they're doing. That's fine.
Block AJ. When you've got the ball on their 22, which is 22 metres from their own goal.
Okay.
And they've just lost it.
How careless. Presumably using Apple Maps.
Presumably, yes. Not Google Maps. Right. Google Maps is very good.
I'm sure it is.
I've got it here on top.
About the only good thing on a Samsung phone?
Maybe, but, you know, I'm happy. I mean, you know, the coverage is cheaper, so...
Yeah, it did get us here. It's true. Well, that and following a whole load of people.
Yeah. Which is good, because there's no way out of about getting
there. It was quite complicated, right?
I waited until everybody started coming by, so...
Yeah. A think I would have taken the first road going that way, so we would have ended up stuck behind the railway line.
Yeah, well, there's no way you would have found the cut underpass.
No, definitely not.
So, yeah,
very quiet crowd.
This is where they're hoping.
What?
Very quiet, this crowd. Isn't
it? You think? Yeah, it's weird. This is rugby, remember?
Fair enough.
I think it's not quite football. And also, at the moment, nothing much is going on.
Okay.
I think he's just given Quinn the penalty. But it's still in their own 22.
So do you want to explain this game to me anyway? How many people do we have?
Right,
what's the aim?
We have 15 players on each side.
Yep.
The aim is basically to get to put the ball down over the try line, which is effectively if you do that you get 5 points.
Yep.
And the chance to add another two from what they call a conversion.
Yep.
Yeah. Which you do by kicking the ball between the posts from the angle where you cross the dry line.
Right,
so
okay.
You cross the dry line by the touch line, you have to kick the kick from the touch line. And if you cross the dry line underneath the post, you kick the kick from underneath the post. Yeah?
Okay. So it is the. So is the try line parallel to the posts, or is it set further inwards to the middle?
The posts are in the middle of the try line.
But basically, they take how far away from the centre they are when they get to it, and then take that back.
Yeah. So if you cross by the touch line, you kick it from the touch line, you're aiming for the middle. So that's a very hard angle.
Yeah.
If you cross it in the middle underneath the post, then you
kick it. Yeah, okay. And how far back are they kicking it from?
I mean, they can take it as far back as they want.
Right, okay.
But I don't know what the actual rule is.
Okay. And it's purely down to their skill in getting it over there. Nobody's trying to stop them or anything at that point.
Otherwise, they're very... basically, you can tackle and everything, so every time you tackle, the guy who's been tackled has to release the ball.
Okay.
So the idea is that you hand it back towards their own team.
Right, okay.
And then everything you carve on top and try to get control of the ball, basically.
Okay. Whilst it's being passed back, basically.
Because you imagine somebody gets tackled, has to let go of the ball.
Yeah.
And then his team pile on one side, and the other team pile on the other side.
Yeah.
And then they look at the
Come on,
Quinn! Come on! Quinn are now on the Barrett line, having...
On what line, sorry?
On the Barrett line.
Okay, on the Barrett, right, okay.
Moved up the field in the time that they've been playing. The very rudiments of rugby.
Can you do me a favour?
No, we're done. So I think they're going to be a scrum, which is a way of where everybody kind of could be there. And they all work together. So there's two first eight in every team. Could be down. Put their heads. And then link arms, and then they put one team put the ball in, and they both heave, and they see who gets the ball.
Right. Okay.
But I don't know who's putting the ball in, because obviously if you're putting the ball in, you're likely to get the ball back.
It means what, sorry?
It probably means that Quinn player not forward.
Right.
Because you're not allowed to pass and knock the ball forward, right? So
okay,
it's side to side.
Oh, right, I understand, yeah.
And then obviously you move forward by running and you're not allowed to pass forward.
So very technical, this.
If you drop the ball forward, then the other team gets strong.
I see. Well, thank you for that. That's very helpful. I now know
several 100% more than I knew at the start.
yeah. It gets far more complicated.
I'm sure it does. I don't need to know that rest.
When you can't actually see it, very different degrees, won't you?
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to restart my audio when they were booing, but maybe it's appropriate.
I think it's heave.
Sorry?
I think it's heave rather than boo.
Heave?
Heave. They got a mall going at the moment, so they're telling them to heave backwards.
Oh, right. Do they not know to do that anyway?
I think they probably do. Yeah. One would hope.
Do you want to, for the sake of audio, do say where we are in this? Is it a game or a match, or what do they call these things?
We are at the Cookham Street watching Harlequin playing Brits. And at the moment, it's all going well. Harlequin are winning 10-3. Brits are camped on the Harlequin try line at the moment.
Camped on their what?
On the try line.
On the try line, okay.
Which is where you
they pulled out
tries.
Their tents and a barbecue.
Yes, you've... You've got to remember, the sports commentary isn't the most cliche-less thing in the world.
Indeed.
They are attacking the try line, although I don't know what's happened now.
So they camped out and now they're attacking it?
Moving back. But, okay. So whether they've given... I'm trying to work out what they've given here. But anyway, so yes.
What were you shouting there?
Ole, ole, ole. I didn't hear the rest.
Oh, right, okay.
He might be French.
So it's probably a French version of Allez, Allez, Allez.
It's friendly enough, Allez, Allez, Allez.
It's odd, isn't it?
But I think Harlequin might have a penalty here. They'd certainly... Brits are moving back, which would suggest that something's gone on. I don't know what. Anyway.
And I suppose I ought to give my impression of it. Looking out here, what do I see? I see a line of light on top of the stand opposite us.
Yes.
I can tell. I can now and again get an idea of a sort of flash of white as I presume somebody is running somewhere on the field in front.
Can you see? Because now, if you look straight in front of you, you've got the Brits team kind of lined up.
I can see somebody in white or something going up that way.
That would be a lot of people running back. They're only the direct, yeah.
Right.
It's gone. So now 10-6.
Oh dear, that's not good.
Well, it's not good, but you know, 4 points in it, so I'll still take that.
It's all to play for, yes, absolutely.
I'll still take that full time. That's all.
Harlequin's 10, Brits 10.
What?
Let's build the noise back
no,
up
there.
Come on,
Quinn.
You were wrong.
No, he was wrong.
He was, of course, he was wrong.
He was wrong. There's no way it can be 10-10. Because they haven't scored.
Are the commentators often wrong?
It has been known. Oh, hang on. Why did 10-10 work? Well, this time. How did 10-10?
I don't know, you tell me. You're the one who understands this thing.
Okay, I understand now. Yep. You must have given a penalty try. Which happens when... If a team is attacking the try line and the other team is consistently fouling to stop from getting over it,
yep.
The ref rewards a penalty try. Which means that you get a 5 point and you get a kick right in front of you.
Oh, right. No deepest, okay.
So that's what we must have given.
What's the definition of consistently fouling?
Usually about three obvious fouls.
Right. Okay. Usually. And they really get to do that many? I mean, well, do they not think we didn't ought to do this because they might get awarded a penalty?
Because if you imagine what happens is if you're down in the corner and one team has a scrum,
yeah,
for example, and the other team decides they can't live with the other team, it can't stop the other team heaving it over.
Yeah.
Then the other team tends to go down and bring the scrum down, which you're not allowed to do.
I see.
So then they reset. Then if they decide it's a penalty, he'll give a penalty, and the team will go for a scrum again, because they're thinking, well, we've got the upper hand here,
yeah.
And if he goes again, he might give a penalty try. So it's not
so
as cut and dry.
Yeah, okay.
It's not as cut and dry as it sounds, but yeah.
Okay. I must say, it's quite interesting, all this.
Oh, great. I quit.
I'm afraid I don't feel enough allegiance to anyone's side to shout.
And you do like French food.
And I do like French food, absolutely, yeah, so. But I fear that if I stood up and shout, "Go the French," I might get shot.
I don't think so. I think everybody's going, "What the hell's going on?" I don't even know what the Brits chant. They're
obviously very quiet, whatever they are chanting.
Yeah.
Oh, they chant that?
No, that's Holland.
Oh, right. Well, it sounds very similar.
I think.
Go beer Brits.
I think that's Holland. It's generally children by family.
Oh, there you go. Clearly they send out the children. Okay, that was Holland. Okay. Well, there we go. I shall continue booing in a moment. I don't know how much time I've used up so far on this thing, but how long are we till orange eating time? Are these oranges?
Hang on, let's hit about 27, so about 27, 13 minutes.
13 minutes, okay. So 40 minutes.
Yeah. Well, 40 minutes.
It's slightly worrying how long it took me to work that one out.
I've got my glasses on, so I should be able to check. 27.
Okay.
We've been on the non-penalty direct, so it's going a bit
wrong. Vance is doing very well here. He's looking in the direction of the field.
Hello.
Do we call this a field or a pitch or a... What is it?
Pitch.
It's a pitch. And is it a match or a game?
Well, I suppose it's a match, you know.
Okay.
You can call it whatever you want.
Well, it's something to get into trouble, you know.
I don't think so. They're a rugby crowd, you know, they're never very friendly.
No, they do seem to be. I have to say, it all seems very friendly, very family orientated, and the marshals and everybody have been very friendly.
You do that when you've only been professional for 20 years.
Now don't ask me why they're playing the can-can, but you'll gather it's half-time. Mark's just gone to go and find chips, and Vance and I are sitting here with the world and their father and aunt and great niece passing by in front of us. And I have to say, Vance is really interested in it all. He's been looking up for a lot of the time, watching towards the pitch, and he's certainly enjoying getting a bit of attention now as everyone's milling about. Oh, of course, they're playing the can-can because they're playing a French team. That makes sense.
Dressed girls or the list of the kings and queens. I think we
select the right option.
Well, we're now some way into the second half. Any idea how far into the second half we are? 23 minutes? Okay. So, 15 minutes-ish to go.
Yes.
My maths is getting better, you know. That was quicker than last time. Do you want to explain what's happening and how many points people have? And what the points mean?
Points mean, well, in this competition, points mean more points.
More points, okay, fine. Okay.
Yes, Harlequins at the moment have a penalty, which is why the steward next to me is gone to take up his position to stop people invading the pitch.
Really likely, isn't it? We're going to dash across there and invade the pitch.
Yeah, I think the argument is that while it might not be an issue now, it might be an issue in 30 minutes' time when it happens.
I see.
And they got kicked to win the game or something. So, yes, it's currently Harlequins winning by 10 with a point, with a penalty. And I'm going to be shh now. Case Mortico is put off by me.
Sorry?
The rules are pretty much working in time, and they haven't done anything for the last 20 minutes.
Well, that's good. Excellent. So, what are the points now? 26-13. 26-13. That's reasonably conclusive, isn't it?
That's at the moment. Unless they score a try. They also get a bonus point if they get within 7.
Bonus point for what, sorry?
They're losing bonus point if they get within 7.
Right, okay.
It's another attempt to make games attacking and interesting.
Right, okay.
Kind of looking to win your home games and get within 7 for your away games, generally.
So that was once more?
You're looking to win your home games.
Yep.
Because you play, it's a group game, you play a home or away.
Yep.
You're going to win at home and get within 7 for your away games, so you get a bonus point.
Okay.
If you want to get through a group of course.
Yeah. Which you presumably do. Thank you. Let's say I haven't got head nor tail of what's going on quite at this moment.
Harlequins now have the ball about 5 metres out
from
the red line.
Okay.
That's going nowhere. That might be low. No. They're now basically on the line.
Okay.
And yeah, they had a break, and they look like they might be clear for a minute. And they weren't. I was thinking. And
okay. you doing it soon? Or are you just going to...
Oh, well,
I'm going to
be on this side. Oh, right, okay. Right, so that's 30 points now.
33.
Where did the 3 come from? They were on 23 before, weren't they?
No, they got a penalty before.
Oh, right, okay. All right. I must say, despite not being able to see much of this, it's still quite fun.
This is looking quite good. If you get 4 points, if you get more tries, you also get bonus points.
Oh, right. So points really do mean more points.
And I'm trying to work out how many tries they got. They got at least 3.
At least 3, yeah.
Shouting
bonus, yeah. Right, we're into about the final minute. There's about to be a conversion, which will bring them up to what, 40 points? 40-13. That's quite good, isn't it, really?
Happy with that. And the fourth try, so we get bonus points.
Sing out, Bob.
Go!
You've broken it. What have you done? When did it fall over? Is that it then? Excellent. Well, thank you for that, Mark. Enjoyed that. Pause this now.